B1 Brigadier's family. Let me say this, because this is definitely something that I do not want to let slip. This is not something that needs to simply be taken as business as usual. A few hours ago, and certainly hours before that, about 8 o'clock this morning, YouTube decided to launch an attack on my channel. Whoever the clowns are who do their little flag campaigns and the people at YouTube who are backing them up on it, they attacked my video about CNN's so-called all-black show coming up, even though it violated nothing. They sent me the same old form email saying, "Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our hate speech policy." Oh, your team has reviewed it. Your team has. Oh, well, that's due process. Well, what that means is you, after careful consideration, because clearly you wouldn't send me an email lying your butts off claiming that your team reviewed my video when the truth of the matter is it was nothing more than a couple of clowns who already made up their minds. Hee hee, we're going to try to erase these black empowerment types. So you wouldn't be lying, right? Well, what happened, of course, is you guys saw the video response that I put up. The YouTube censoring my videos is desperate and pointless. But on Twitter and on YouTube, I rallied the faithful, the family, and gave you guys the places where you could make your voices heard. And you did. And as a result, YouTube had to back down. And let's not kid ourselves here. This was just them having a run at us, seeing if they could get away with something, and as I pointed out, they got away with nothing. But that's not because of me, that's because of you. And the thing about it was, I had put up the video letting you guys know what had happened at about 5:30 or so. And what occurred was, more or less, around probably about 8, is when the video was suddenly restored, and there was no communication sent to my Gmail account that's linked to this particular channel, where YouTube goes, "You know what, after careful consideration, we have decided that we made a mistake." No, what happened was you guys leaned on YouTube's channel on YouTube, and you also leaned on them on Twitter. You guys made the noise, you brought the attention, and YouTube had to back down. That is the power of we. That is the power of B1. And let me say, as your brother, Professor Black Truth, I thank you for standing up, stepping forward, and making your voices heard. As I said a little bit earlier today, and I've been saying it for over a decade now, if we fight, we win. And for the folks who may not have necessarily joined in for whatever reason, you need to understand something. White supremacy doesn't respond to apathy. White supremacy doesn't respond to you sitting on your hands. White supremacy does not respond to black people who think that other folks are going to fight the war to end white supremacy on your behalf. That ain't going to happen. B1 is for the doers. When it comes to the black media, the ability of white supremacy to be able to try to shout us down or to try to take us under, it's going to come down to one thing and one thing only. It's not going to come down to the new voices of black media. We're just a handful of individuals. It will come down to you. You want to know why it is that we don't have any more Malcolms and we don't have any more Huey Newtons? It's because black folks let them get blown away. Didn't do anything to stand up for them. Didn't circle the wagons. Let white supremacy run all over our leaders and our spokespeople and our champions and our firebrands. Let white supremacy do that. Have we learned the bitter lesson of the past? I think tonight we've had an example that there is a number of us who have. And as much as I appreciate knowing that I've got the best and brightest of the foundational blacks on my team, nonetheless, you guys deserve a salute. I do not say thank you or that I appreciate your effort anywhere near as much as I should. And that's one of the things that I need to change. It's one of those cases of, I guess, when you basically are down in the muck fighting with the absolute dregs of existence, not even civilization. sometimes you lose sight of the fact that the people that who are your fellow travelers, they need to understand just how much their support means. If you don't take it for granted, well, it helps if you actually say so. Every time that the white supremacists have launched an attack against one of my channels, I put up a new one, and before you know it, you guys come flooding in as if nothing had changed, and that's what white supremacy hates the most. They don't hate what it is that I'm doing. They hate what it is that you guys are doing, what you do. That's what they hate. They hate the fact that you're responding to it, you're reacting to it. We are focusing the collective will, but it is you who actually are the muscle that manifests that will, not me. So that's something that I do want to make sure that I go on the record with. Especially for this group who have shown up early to this newest iteration of my would-be foray into YouTube after 12 years of constant attacks. You guys are basically that core group, so you need to hear it more than anyone else. I appreciate your support for the last nearly decade and a half. I appreciate the fact that you guys have been here. I appreciate the fact that I can count on you. I appreciate the fact that when I stick my neck out, what gives me the ability to do this through all of the adversity and through all of the hostility and the white supremacist hate, what gives me the ability to do this is the fact that I know that I'm not alone. And you guys have proven it today. In a matter of hours, you took a billion-dollar corporation and brought them to their knees. I didn't do that. You did that. As someone who is, if I may be bluntly honest, I'm getting to the point where I'm probably going to be, not too long from now, one of the elder statesmen of black empowerment. Let me say that I salute you and I thank you. B1 Brigadier's family. Let me say this because this is definitely something that I do not want to let slip. This is not something that needs to simply be taken as business as usual. A few hours ago, and certainly hours before that, about 8 o'clock this morning, YouTube decided to launch an attack on my channel. Whoever the clowns are who do their little flag campaigns and the people at YouTube who are backing them up on it, they attacked my video about CNN's so-called all-black show coming up, even though it violated nothing. They sent me the same old form email saying, "Our team has reviewed your content, and unfortunately, we think it violates our hate speech policy." Oh, your team has reviewed it. Your team has. Oh, well, that's due process. Well, what that means is you, after careful consideration, because clearly you wouldn't send me an email lying your butts off claiming that your team reviewed my video when the truth of the matter is it was nothing more than a couple of clowns who already made up their minds. Hee hee, we're going to try to erase these black empowerment types. So you wouldn't be lying, right? Well, what happened, of course, is you guys saw the video response that I put up. The YouTube censoring my videos is desperate and pointless. But on Twitter and on YouTube, I rallied the faithful, the family, and gave you guys the places where you could make your voices heard. And you did. And as a result, YouTube had to back down. And let's not kid ourselves here. This was just them having a run at us, seeing if they could get away with something, and as I pointed out, they got away with nothing. But that's not because of me, that's because of you. And the thing about it was, I had put up the video letting you guys know what had happened at about 5:30 or so. And what occurred was, more or less, around probably about 8, is when the video was suddenly restored, and there was no communication sent to my Gmail account that's linked to this particular channel, where YouTube goes, "You know what, after careful consideration, we have decided that we made a mistake." No, what happened was you guys leaned on YouTube's channel on YouTube, and you also leaned on them on Twitter. You guys made the noise, you brought the attention, and YouTube had to back down. That is the power of we. That is the power of B1. And let me say, as your brother, Professor Black Truth, I thank you for standing up, stepping forward, and making your voices heard. As I said a little bit earlier today, and I've been saying it for over a decade now, if we fight, we win. And for the folks who may not have necessarily joined in for whatever reason, you need to understand something. White supremacy doesn't respond to apathy. White supremacy doesn't respond to you sitting on your hands. White supremacy does not respond to Black people who think that other folks are going to fight the war to end white supremacy on your behalf. That ain't going to happen. B1 is for the doers. When it comes to the Black media, the ability of white supremacy to be able to try to shout us down or to try to take us under, it's going to come down to one thing and one thing only. It's not going to come down to the new voices of Black media. We're just a handful of individuals. It will come down to you. You want to know why it is that we don't have any more Malcolms and we don't have any more Huey Newtons? It's because Black folks let them get blown away. Didn't do anything to stand up for them. Didn't circle the wagons. Let white supremacy run all over our leaders and our spokespeople and our champions and our firebrands. Let white supremacy do that. Have we learned the bitter lesson of the past? I think tonight we've had an example that there is a number of us who have. And as much as I appreciate knowing that I've got the best and brightest of the foundational Blacks on my team, nonetheless, you guys deserve a salute. I do not say thank you or that I appreciate your effort anymore, anywhere near as much as I should. And that's one of the things that I need to change. It's one of those cases of, I guess, when you basically are down in the muck fighting with the absolute dregs of existence, not even civilization. Sometimes you lose sight of the fact that the people who are your fellow travelers, they need to understand just how much their support means. If you don't take it for granted, well, it helps if you actually say so. Every time that the white supremacists have launched an attack against one of my channels, I put up a new one, and before you know it, you guys come flooding in as if nothing had changed, and that's what white supremacy hates the most. They don't hate what it is that I'm doing. They hate what it is that you guys are doing, what you do. That's what they hate. They hate the fact that you're responding to it. You're reacting to it. We are focusing the collective will, but it is you who actually are the muscle that manifests that will, not me. So that's something that I do want to make sure that I go on the record with, especially for this group who have shown up early to this newest iteration of my would-be foray into YouTube after 12 years of constant attacks. You guys are basically that core group, so you need to hear it more than anyone else. I appreciate your support for the last nearly decade and a half. I appreciate the fact that you guys have been here. I appreciate the fact that I can count on you. I appreciate the fact that when I stick my neck out, what gives me the ability to do this through all of the adversity and through all of the hostility and the white supremacist hate, what gives me the ability to do this is the fact that I know that I'm not alone. And you guys have proven it today. In a matter of hours, you took a $1 billion corporation and brought them to their knees. I didn't do that. You did that. As someone who is, if I may be bluntly honest, I'm getting to the point where I'm probably going to be, not too long from now, one of the elder statesmen of Black empowerment. Let me say that I salute you and I thank you.